Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Lily Bewley podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is your host, Lily Bewley, and I'm honored to have conversations here with thought leaders, visionaries, healers, and even solo conversations with myself about things I am currently reflecting on. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our jobs, our unhappiness, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls. And these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 156, it is a solo episode today about what red flags really are, and it's not what you think. Before we get into the show, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts by dropping me a DM on Instagram. Remember, it is a safe place, and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate and share and review so we can get the word out to more and more souls who want to heal. And a special request, I think, for this one, share this one. No one talks about this, and this is so important. This definitely needs to be shared across the board. So on to today's episode, what red flags really are. And this has been a topic of discussion in my personal life, in my inner circle, with my friends, like maybe came up two or three times in the span, I think maybe of 2 or 3 weeks. So why are we talking about this? Like if we scroll through Instagram, if you listen to your friends and your family, when you're asking them for advice, when you're having dating and relationship troubles, and by the way, this does not have to apply just to dating and just to relationships. This could apply to your job. This could apply to your family. This could apply to your relationship with money. This could apply, this is across the board. But if you scroll through Instagram, if you read the books, if you're concerned about seeing patterns in relationship, and you tend to have hindsight 2020, or if you beat yourself up because you should have seen the red flags, if you stay in relationships too long, if you're curious about why you cannot trust yourself, why it's hard to listen to your intuition, if you're curious about what making decisions that are in the best interest for you. Again, this could be relationships and dating. This could be anything about where you're spending your time, where you're spending your energy, where you're spending your money, what have you. The conversation about red flags is completely played out. And this is why. It's because red flags, the way that it is portrayed to us, and this is everywhere, this is inundation on a mass level, on TikTok, on Instagram, with our friends, with our family, because I just went through this in my personal life as well, is we're getting it, y'all, we are getting red flags all wrong. We're getting red flags all wrong. This is why. And listen closely. Red flags, what we know about red flags, what we've been taught about red flags, what people tell us and give us advice about red flags is all about the actions and the behaviors and perhaps even the beliefs of other people outside of ourselves, right? So if, I'm going to reference this, but I pulled up a list before I got on here of about 15 different red flags in a relationship to look for. This is the title of the article. I'll put it in the show notes. 15 red flags in a relationship to look out for. Y'all, this is low key walking on eggshells. If you are constantly looking for red flags in a relationship, red flags in a business environment, red flags in at the family, you know, with the family dynamics. What is completely missed about this conversation with red flags is the idea of things that we should see, things that we should look out for, things that we should be aware of are all outside of the sphere of our influence. If you know anything about relationship dynamics, about codependency, about enmeshment, about messed up, fucked up communication and dynamics, you know that there's an element of control. There's an element of being hyper-vigilant and hyper-aware. There's an element of anxiety and overwhelm. And all of this rhetoric that we're talking about red flags plays into whatever it is that is up for you to heal right now. So what's that mean for you? What's the opportunity? Red flags have nothing to do with what's happening with the other person. And I'm going to say it again because this is, you might have to go back and listen to this episode. And this is one reason why I want you to share this with your friend, is because we need to start looking at the patterns in relationship, not about the communication that we can, you know, the communication skills that we can amass. We need to stop looking at relationship of does this person live up to all the values and the checklist that I want in this person? But we need to start looking at what's happening on the inside of us when we see things that we don't like. And I'll go into this some more, but I really, really just want to stay at this point in the conversation right now. The red flags is not about what's happening on the outside of you. It has everything to do with what's happening on the inside of you. So it's about when someone does something, acts a certain way, says certain things, what happens on the inside of you for various reasons, and that's where the healing comes into play, for various reasons that pushes you towards staying small, dimming your light, not speaking up, self-abandonment, abandoning yourself for the fill in the blank, love, money, whatever it is that a part of you feels like that that's what it needs to survive. The self-sacrifice, the loyalty, quote unquote. So when someone, and we're talking about date, let's stay in the dating and relationship realm. And I'm going to go through this. I'm going to go through some of these things that I found on the internet one by one and see, I'm going to try to flip it. And see, I want to show you what this means maybe in your life right now, what you're going through. In some ways, the way that we talk about red flags blames everything on you because it's all about the other person. But if you could flip it and you can look inside of yourself, when someone is showing you who they are, are you regulated enough inside of yourself, inside of your body? Have you built up enough intuitive listening, self-trust inside of yourself so that someone can act who they are and show you who they are and you're okay? You don't self-sacrifice. You don't self-abandon. You don't stop yourself from speaking up for your needs and desires. Okay. So I'm going to look at this. I'm going to go through probably, I don't know, four or five of these that I've found on this list. Like I said, I'll put this on the in the show notes, and only I'm only putting it there as reference. I wouldn't even use it. But I want you to think about the next time someone says to you, oh, that's a red flag. My invitation for you is say thank you. Thank you for that feedback. And go back and do the work inside of yourself, taking into account this red flag that this feedback of someone has given to you. And ask yourself, what am I doing inside of myself that I'm not allowing myself? What parts of me are not allowing myself to fill in the blank, to speak up, to say yes, to say no, to self-abandon, to self-sacrifice, okay? So most of the time, the people that are telling you that these are red flag-like behaviors think that it's because it's kind of a blame on the other person, right? And if you continue down this road, then you pick up that blame and you pick up that shame of people around you. And that's why this healing work is so deep, is because it really helps you come back to your true, authentic self. So you can start to listen to yourself first, and then you can just watch. You can watch other people be who they are, and then you can choose to be with them, to not, or not, to spend time with them, or not, just, you know, whatever. All right, so let's go down this list. So the first one says, overly controlling behavior. Overly controlling behavior is a common red flag in relationships. Fair. So if we had to flip this, what is overly, like, it's kind of a really broad statement, first of all. What does that mean for you in your dating, in your relationships, or at work even? And what happens when this happens to you? Do you forget that you have a voice? Do you say, no, I'm not really okay or comfortable with that? Do you reason out in your head, oh, they're just this, this, and this? Every time that we try to make sense of somebody else's behavior, there's a little, we drift further and further away from our true self and who we are. Okay. The second one is lack of trust. So it says trust is an important foundation in any healthy relationship. True. So again, like, what a broad statement this is. So what is lack of trust? Is it, like, I don't know, insecurities? So let's go that route. If someone is insecure in your relationship, what are you doing? Are you trying to make them happy? Are you walking on eggshells? Are you not speaking up for your needs and desires? Are you not trusting yourself, maybe? So you see where I'm going here? Red flags have nothing to do with what's happening on the outside of you, and everything to do on what's happening inside. Feeling low self-esteem. The people closest to you should build you up, not break you down. So it sounds like maybe on this is like feeling low self-esteem is making you, someone is going to make you have low self-esteem, maybe? So what would be the questions about looking at that for you on the inside of yourself? The people closest to you should build you up, not break you down. Absolutely true. But what happens if they do break you down? Or what happens if they say something shitty to you? Are you able to have a conversation? Are you able to say, you know, that didn't really feel that right? And when you do this, y'all, let me just say, when you kind of speak up for what's happening inside of yourself, it's a miraculous things happen. Not only are you showing all of the different parts of you that you're worth speaking up for that for yourself And this isn't a loving way. This isn't like in a, in like a bitchy way. This isn't in like a, this is because you love yourself. This isn't like an act of self-love. So you're the parts inside of you that have been wounded for so long and were hurt a long time ago, they start to see you. They start to watch you. Then they start to trust you. Takes time. That's the first thing that happens. The second thing that happens is that you really get to see who is your people and who is not your people. Again, family, job, relationships, dating. You really get to see who is your people and who's not your people when you start to find your voice. And then when you find out who your people are, you get to choose. So just because someone tells you, and I'm not saying this like, if you're being physically abused, if and emotionally, mentally abused, definitely walk away. This is not an excuse for any abuse. What I'm saying is, do not turn that abuse that you have experienced in your past inside on yourself. So be aware. Ask yourself, is that a red flag? How am I reacting to this quote unquote red flag? Am I self-sacrificing? Am I dimming my voice? Am I dimming my light? What do I need to say? One of the first things that I ever did when I was, and I say I've talked a lot about this on the podcast. One of the first things that I ever did when I was coming into this, this idea of self-love and setting a boundary and realizing like something wasn't feeling great for me, I said this: as an act of self-love, I fill in the blank, try it. As an act of self-love, I'm going to pass. As an act of self-love, I'm going to take a little bit of time to decide. As an act of self-love, fill in the blank. Try it out. It's going to be uncomfortable. I guarantee that. But I can also guarantee you that when you do this again and again and again and again, you won't even need that at the beginning. Everything you do is an act of self-love. Most of the time, I'm not perfect at all. I hope that helps you. I love you. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to come on over to the Instagram community. About every 2 weeks, I have an invitation so that I can reach out to you on an actual phone call and I'm not just behind a mic so we can connect. If you'd like to be a part of that, let me know. You'll see a story come through and you'll see a post come through as well. Don't forget, if you would like to support the show, I would love that. It helps me with my energy. It helps me with production costs. And again, I love a good coffee. You can elect to support the show with 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. The link to that is in the show notes. And don't forget, you are loved, you are supported, and you are perfect as you are. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.